False History, in Space and on Earth. Hello again, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are all doing very well. I am Marie Soirou. As is below, so is above. As it is well said, history is written by the victors, and if watched closely, history as it is officially understood, and worldwide, looks more like a recollection of battles and politics, with characters who are wildly exaggerated in all their attributes, heavily polarized with the good versus evil dynamic of always. By simply contrasting what is written in history books with what is empirically seen, or lived by anyone, there seems to be a clear incongruence, where the official narrative looks more like a fairy tale, or as a set of lies, all placed there to push a narrative and an agenda. As an example, you can see that in the West, in all the movies and media in general, Russia is portrayed as the evil side, where people from there are not only against all Western interests, but are also portrayed as being a bunch of pathetic incompetents. While in Russia it is all the other way around, in the media there, especially for what is locally consumed, the pathetic incompetents are the ones in the West, and are also portrayed as evil ones wanting to destroy good old Mother Russia. And then, now again this is happening, as all the media, news, and simple points of view coming from Russia are portrayed in the Western media as misinformation, lies coming from the Russian government to manipulate the public perception and to gain support, as if the Western media would not be altered and controlled as well, as badly if not even worse, forcing a unilateral anti-Russia point of view onto the Western people. And as both sides are manipulating the public's perception, in the end, nothing, no data that gets to the people is the truth, nor anything close to it, it all ends up being a fight to see who the best liar is. I'm just using Russia and its problems as an example, as this goes on everywhere and with all subjects that have any real transcendence or matter at all, in the world. And when all this gets written in the history books, what makes it in there will not reflect the outside truth. Moreover, the side that does not serve the present-day interests gets essentially erased, as is now happening with all that went on in the now extinct Soviet Union, as it is getting ever more difficult to research any history there, which does not have to do with officially accepted politics, and all this ends up portraying the Soviet Union only as an evil empire, when in truth it was just another place, with its bad things and its good things, as everywhere else. All the people level Soviet Union is disappearing so fast it is almost as if it didn't exist at all. The history of the people, what they did, and what they thought, is all gone except for large works and writings which for now are still difficult to erase, as well as what is left in the memory of those who lived back then. And still using Russia as an example, it is not the first time an entire civilization was erased there, as there is a large amount of evidence of the existence of an advanced civilization, or culture apparently called Tartaria. More and more evidence is surfacing, about the existence of countless large cities in rubble and buried deep in the Siberian wilderness, for example, where nature is now claiming all that area back, with it helping to erase the memory of an entire past that was so important that it should be in the history books. Nowadays, and as time moves on and we can all research official history using the internet, anyone with two working neurons can start to connect the dots and see that simply too many things in history don't add up. Not only as in wrong, or manipulated dates, but also the events themselves seem to be altered to fit into an obscure agenda of mind control. When using the well-known saying, "History was written by the victors," at first we all tend to think that real events were altered and written down as fact, but all edited and only looking at the parts that served the interests of those currently in power, and not as a completely fabricated story, from start to finish a flat-out lie, that has little to nothing to do with what really happened. But now the evidence is piling up, and it is all indicating the same thing, that history at large is at least, or at best, mostly fabricated, perhaps with some distorted, or twisted truth here and there, including altered events in the favor of who ordered the writing, and a bunch of lies justified by events that never took place, or happened in an entirely different context, and for alternate reasons. And the aspect of history which the evidence points out to be the most heavily altered is timing. The timing of events all over the officially accepted narrative simply doesn't add up if subjected to serious scrutiny. For example, using old texts and books as a reference, comparing what is said there with modern-day books on the same subject, you can see that there is a substantial difference. This is where you can start to see that something is not right, and you can see this only comparing publicly available old books with newer ones. Imagine what would happen if we could get your hands on all those books that are kept in vaults, like the ones under the Vatican, and well away from public access and view. No wonder they hide them or burn them. Events in general on Earth seem to be all closer together, mostly happening in a short period, not that long ago, and not spread throughout several thousands of years as portrayed officially, placing the fall of the Roman Empire somewhere in the 12th century, for example. Yet this is impossible to corroborate, and even if there was a Roman Empire at all, as nowadays it looks like questioning everything may not be such a bad idea, and what we see and know about it may be part of another civilization also lost in time, or reset by the controllers of Earth. And even though we have a rich variety of old documents that give a lot of validity to the Roman Empire, the mere fact that they are old does not mean they are correct, as the history manipulation we are talking about goes far back in time, and it is nothing new. Yet I fully accept that there are few things in history as well documented as the Roman Empire, and with nauseating detail, as many books registering commercial transactions still survive to this day, so we can literally even see how many chickens were traded for how many sacks of wheat, back then. But even in those detailed trade books the dates are a problem, as they didn't use present-day numbers for years, and people used many calendars throughout the ages, such as lunar calendars, Julian calendars, Roman calendar, Islamic calendar, Hindu calendar, Buddhist calendar, Japanese calendar, Chinese calendar, Egyptian calendars, among many others, where the translation from one another becomes a complete nightmare, and was left, and is left in the hands of so-called experts who more often than not, are in the payroll of oligarchs and people in power, who are precisely those who are the victors who write things down according to their interests. Placing a series of synchronized world events occurring in old times is so difficult that I hardly think it is possible. Then we can mention dating things using radioactive decay methods, such as the infamous carbon-14, which has been proven many times to be notoriously imprecise, but there are others such as the following, and some of them can be quite precise. There are quite a few, all of which are types of radioactive dating. They include potassium-argon dating, which is useful for rocks over 100,000 years old. There's also uranium lead dating, which has an age range of 1 to 4.5 million years old. It can be used for such long periods because the half-life of uranium turning into lead is billions of years, in the order of the age of the Earth at 4.5 billion years, using officially accepted timing and data, of course. There is also another method called thermoluminescence which can be used on pottery, as well as obsidian hydration and uranium trail dating, which are when you observe the trails left behind by uranium decomposition. As I said, some of these alternate methods can be very precise, Although not all methods can be used on all kinds of materials or objects, as most are only useful for extremely old things. But the problem is that when those precise systems are used to date artifacts in Earth's history, the result never corresponds to the time period in which they are supposed to be in, according to the official historical narrative. Those precise dating methods heavily conflicts with the official historical narrative, and strongly backs what I'm saying in this video. Hard science is proving that the history books are all wrong. And this explains why those exact dating methods are so rarely used, as no one in power on Earth wants the exact dates exposed to the public because it would destroy their false narrative. So I can assure you that dating things on Earth is nearly impossible, but then, and after all that I've said, you may be asking yourself why I don't go to the Galactic Federation's archives to look for the real history of Earth, or why don't I use the data of time-jumping ships you are all well aware of. First of all, those ships such as the now notorious Susie class, don't time-jump using dates. You don't simply program a date into the computer and the ship takes you there. They work with frequency maps, so you may jump to one place in time and history, and you may still think that you are in such year in the past, but wrongly, because once more, the dating system used in the frequency maps does not match the official calendar, and the translation from one system to the other is a real mess. And even despite the difficulty of translating frequency map dating to modern calendar dating, we can start to see a real avalanche of incongruences and false timing all over the official historical narrative, and these are the first indicators for us that this subject must be thoroughly researched, as it is a big clue on how the entire matrix on Earth actually works. As for the Federation archives, my group and I use them all the time, and there are heavy inconsistencies there. Again, the events on what is registered in the Federation's historical archives do not match the official narrative on Earth. But I hardly can say they are true, or that the Earth's history as the Federation accepts it, is the true narrative, because although different, it is so full of inconsistencies and holes in the narrative, which it only ends up being yet another version of Earth's history, basically the same but with a twist, which does not match the true, scientifically proven events either. For example, Tartaria is missing there as well, when we now have a flood of data that indicates it truly did exist and was very relevant. Then we end up asking ourselves, why not only the Earth's cabal, but the Galactic Federation itself, would want to erase Tartaria entirely from our collective memory, for people on Earth, and in space all the same. Knowing that the Galactic Federation is the true controller of Earth, the government behind the deep governments, we can only end up concluding that the directive to erase Tartaria, among so many other things, came from the Federation itself, and not only from the so-called cabal on Earth. Once more and from yet another angle, everything points to the Galactic Federation as who is controlling all the narrative on Earth and elsewhere, wherever it has its tentacles on, saying this without pinning any judgment of good and evil this time, as this subject is extremely complicated. Concluding that the Galactic Federation had to be behind the agenda of making Tartaria disappear, and them explaining away strong evidence of lost large cities in the area of South Siberia, present-day Deep Russia, as simple nomadic constructions, when we can clearly see them from space as large structures which may extend several hectares, and in some cases even square kilometers large, more congruent with advanced cities, and not with nomadic towns, we can see that the Galactic Federation is hiding a lot of things. Concluding that all that large civilization on Earth was erased and the Galactic Federation had to be behind that, we cannot help but connect the Federation to the so-called civilization resets on Earth we are now coming to see and understand. They cause them and then want to erase our collective memory, as I said above, both on Earth and in space. I may be up here, and I may have access to Federation archives among many others, but even here I cannot know the exact or the ultimate truth. All I can do is share what I see and what I find. It is my perspective, and together with yours we can perhaps come closer to the truth about history on Earth, and elsewhere as well, because this problem with history is not exclusive of Earth, as I'm coming to find out. The same problem of false history and lies also is going on with other non-human civilizations which, coincidentally, are also under Federation control. For example, I can state that something smells like rotten fish with a whiff of rat, in the official history of the Centauri or Alphaetans, as I will be addressing in my soon upcoming video about them. Thank you if you got this far in my video. Thank you for liking and subscribing for more if you see this information as valuable to you. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love. Your friend, Marie Soirou.